Good health to all from Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall.
From Hollywood, it's the Jimmy Durante Show.
I didn't can do, I didn't can eat. Oh, what a tooth.
Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, Roy Boggy and his orchestra, the Crew Chief Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and our special guest again, Victor Moore. And now, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the only man ever operated on who needed two beds, one for himself and one for his nose, the one and only Jimmy Durante, in presence.
You've got to start off each day with a song.
Oh, come on, Mr. Durante.
Even when things go wrong.
Mr. Durante, you promised us.
You feel better. You even look better.
Mr. Durante, we've been following you all day. Now, a promise is a promise. How about it?
Well, what do they want, Jimmy? Your autograph?
No, they can't wait to see my operation since they heard it was hemstitched. Sorry, ladies, but the next showing will be Saturday afternoon at the Rexall window.
Oh, gosh, Jimmy, it's amazing the way people are concerned about your health. While you were ill, you got presents from all over the country.
Don't spread this around, Howard, but I even got a present from President Truman's dog.
A gift from President Truman's dog?
Yes, he saw my picture in a paper, fell in love with it, and Truman hasn't got the heart to tell him I'm not a Cocker Spaniel. So to return to gratuity, I shopped around and finally found just the right gift for the dog. I sent him a flute.
A flute? Well, isn't that a little silly, Jimmy? Whatever gave you the idea that the president's dog could play a flute?
Well, with Harry playing the piano, who's going to know if the pooch is flat? Don't worry, Mr. President. Dewey can't even play the kazoo. But to digress from the script, back to the remarks written on my cuffs, let me tell you about Palm Springs, Howard. That wonder Palms, what a place to recuperate from a convalescence.
Yeah. Oh, I love it down there too, Schnoz. In the daytime, the hot sun beats down, and at night it's just cool enough so that everybody sleeps under one blanket.
Sounds like a nice way to make friends.
You know, Jim, I read somewhere that the natives of Palm Springs have a longer lifespan than the average American.
You're right, Howard. Why, one fella down there even outlived his ever sharp pen. But it's wonderful. You get up in the morning, look out the window, and there on the lawn is Greer Garson, Hedy Lamarr, and Lana Turner, all taking a sun bath. So I went right down to the manager and applied immediately for the job of outdoor chef.
Outdoor chef?
Certainly. With all them beautiful girls sunbathing, somebody's got to turn them over when they're well done. I love that kind of carrier's on. But the strangest experience of my rustic sojourn at the Springs occurred last night. I got through that sentence, all right. I was seated in the patio facing a fish pond and tossing little hunks of gold to the goldfish when the scent of perfume drifted through the air and a sweet voice said,
"My name is Hot Breath Houlihan."
This kid could make a fortune warming up orange groves. Miss, I'm afraid we haven't been properly introduced.
Relax, bucket pants. I'm not a guest, I'm the rumba teacher. But I'm not working tonight.
Why not?
I caught a cold in my hip, and I can't shake it off.
The rumba is okay, but I like dancing with my feet, too.
Well, what do you say, handsome? Let you and I go for a ride in my car, huh?
Nothing doing. When I go riding with girls, they always give me that story about running out of gas. I'm known as the man who walks.
Well, you're about to lose your title. One kiss from me, and you'll be known as the kid who crawls.
Please, you're hurting my wrist.
How can you stand there like a stone? Is there no ardor in you? No zeal?
I don't know. Maybe those are the parts the doctor cut out.
Kiss me, you beast. There. How do you feel now?
I'd better see my dentist. You just melted one of my inlays.
Wait here, baby, while I go freshen up my makeup. You mind if I use your room?
No, no, you mustn't. I'll never be able to face you again.
Why?
I was going to do some washing tonight. My undies are soaking in the sink.
Say, you're something of a square. I thought you were a hepke. I'm leaving.
Wait, that music, it does something to me.
I didn't think anything could do anything to you. You're cold-blooded Anglo-Saxon.
Me? You got me wrong, hot breath. Listen. When the orchestra strikes up a rumba, out of me you will not hear a gripe. When it comes to a rumba, I dance every number. I'm definitely the Latin type.
Senor.
At a zumba, I'm never a groucho. I know that the rhythm is ripe. How can I be a groucho? I'm Jimmy the Groucho, and definitely the Latin type.
A dog, that matador.
It's not work, it's play. I can teach it to you too, brother. See how my hips go one way and my nose goes the other. How romantic to hear those maracas. Why, it's better than any bagpipe. When I hear those maracas, I shout on a schnockers. I'm definitely the Latin type.
Babaloo.
Babaloo. Loo. Babaloo, 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 babaloo. Folks, I got a haircut today, and I promised my babaloo I'd mention his name.
Hey, Pop, hey, Pop, hey, Abaloo.
Hey, Bob, hey, Inka-dinka-doo.
Hey, Pop, hey, Pop, hey, Dovalario, ah.
Chitty-bee, 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 chitty-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. I love that hillbilly music. Miss Hot Brett, when it comes to the rumba, that's my racket. In fact, I just invented a new dance step.
How does it go?
First, I take my right foot and put it on my left side. Then I take my left foot and put it on my right side. Then with my left foot on my right side and my right foot on my left side, I turn around fast.
And what happens?
I'm flat on my back. Of course, you got to do it in time for the music or it doesn't look good. Yes, my manners are always polite, girl. My technique, the men want to swipe. Now, now, don't you fight. Form a line on my right, girls. I'm definitely...
Yeah, unquestionably.
Yeah. Indubitably, the Latin type.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Did you know that more than 2,000 different drug products carry the name Rexall? That's a big family indeed, and a highly respected one, too. For in millions of American homes, the familiar name Rexall has come to mean the utmost in quality, purity, and reliability. So for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall. Have confidence in what that name means. Quality, purity, and reliability in drug products. Get them at Rexall drug stores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug needs.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
That was our announcer, Mr. Howard Petrie, who was hired by the Rexall company because of the superb tones emanating from his laryngeal esophagus. Now, I got my job, I'll never know. But moving now into matters of more... Come in. Well, it's my old friend, the Commissioner of Rivers and Waterways. Hello, Mr. Ripple.
How do you do?
Would you mind facing San Badoo? They could use that spray on the succotash groves. But tell me, Mr. Ripple, what's on your agenda? And I use the word in ignorance.
Well, Mr. Durandy, as you know, the people of Hollywood are suffering from lack of water.
Well, how bad is it?
It's terrible. Ethel Waters is just a trickle. Veronica Lake is only a puddle, and George hasn't enough water to fall his rift.
This sounds like a case for Claude Rains. But do you have a message for the people of California?
Yes. You've had no rain in January, and you may not have rain in February and March. So I have only one thing to say.
What's that?
Just wait till April showers come along your body.
You know, you'll have to excuse him, folks. He's not much of an actor, but he can wash your car in 3 minutes. But now to add chaos to the consequences, I shall favor you with my own version of the song, Chloe. Chloe.
Oh, stop.
What's this? Somebody's there in the swamp with my Chloe. Who are you, anyway?
I'm Shoulders. Dick Tracy will never find me here.
Why, it's Victor Moore. Victor, it's good to see you again, beaming with health, wealth, and habit of poise. You really give a lift to the show.
Well, thanks, but you know, I don't think this is a real radio show at all. On most shows, you just give your name, where you're from, and you win prizes.
Well, what about it?
Well, I've been on this show for 6 weeks now. Where's my refrigerator?
But you're not a contestant, Victor. You're a celebrity.
I am?
That's right. Why, when they pass out the Academy Awards next month, you should win every one of them. Your acting has always been très jolie, c'est la femme, bon petit, toujours je ne sais pas. Have I said enough?
Why did you say it that way?
It's cheaper to speak French since they devaluated the franc. Please, writers, no more French till I get my strength back. Please.
Well, do you really think I could win an Academy Award?
You're a logical choice, Victor. After all, what's Gregory Peck got that you haven't got?
Nothing, except Gregory's got it in pecks, mine's in bushels. Besides, Jimmy, I don't know if I'd want the award. If I won it, I'd always be mobbed by autograph hounds.
Autograph hounds?
Yeah, Jimmy, you know, those people that tear the lapel off your coat, jab you in the eye with a pencil, knock you down in the gutter, step on your face and yell, "Look, Mabel, it ain't Hildegard after all."
You're only joshing. Well, an award is a great thing because the Academy of Motion Pictures really supports Hollywood. But I'd like to mention something else that gives a lot of support.
What is it, Jimmy?
Here it is. My nomination for 1947. The thing in Hollywood that gives the most support is Esther Williams' bathing suit. Never did so much depend on so little.
Well, as long as you're passing out awards, Jimmy, I think you should make one on your own show. Here comes Peggy Lee. She gets my vote for the best singer of the year.
Why, thank you. But you better be careful saying such nice things to me, Cuddles. Remember, this is leap year.
I'll let the other fellas leap. I'm lucky to be able to squat.
You know, Victor, you should be in every living room. You're a regular woman's home companion. Why don't you sing something nice for Victor, Peggy?
Yeah, Peggy, go ahead and sing. I'll see you later.
Where's he going, Jimmy?
Oh, he'll be back. He likes to go over to the YMCA and smile through the window at the girls.
But the YMCA only has men.
I know, but he's nearsighted and I haven't got the heart to tell him. Well, Peg, what's new on a musical agenda for tonight?
A new tune, Jim, about the Lone Star State called Lone Star Moon.
Good. And I'll go right to the bunkhouse, lay down on my enchilada, and listen.
I'm getting kind of fed up. I long to make my bed up under the Lone Star Moon. I'm getting tired of scrambling. I'd like to do some rambling under the Lone Star Moon. I want to listen to the Killaloo singing where the big horn's blowing by, where heaven too is so close that you can pick your dreams right out of the sky. You'll never know what bliss is until you taste the kisses under the Lone Star Moon. The one for my affection is out in that direction. I'm to be there soon. I want to listen to the Sunday bells a-ringing. The moment that I'm under the Lone Star Moon, I guess I should be going to my hometown soon. Getting kind of lonesome for that Lone Star
Here's a 60-second story from the Rexall Laboratory.
Well, one of the instruments used daily in the Rexall Control Laboratory is the moisture analyzer. As its name implies, this instrument can analyze or measure moisture to 0.001%. And why is it so important to measure such tiny quantities of moisture? Well, take cough drops, for instance. Too much moisture, and they stick together. And certain other drug products, such as effervescent salts, must be very dry. Otherwise, they lose their power to bubble and foam when dropped in a glass of water. And that's why they are tested for moisture content before they go to your Rexall store. This is only one example of the care Rexall takes with all its products. But it's one more reason why you can always depend on any product that bears the name Rexall.
So for any and for all of your household drug needs, always buy Rexall. At Rexall Drug Stores everywhere.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Hey, Victor, come over here. Do you remember this tune? I'm a coming, a cotton corbel.
Oh, yeah.
Got a four-leaf clover stuck in my lapel.
With a horseshoe in my pocket and a rabbit's foot as well.
I'm a coming, a cotton corbel. Ah, what a song, Victor. It takes me back to the turn of the century, back to the days of the peekaboo blouse.
Well, that's not so far back.
The days of the high button shoes.
That's not so far back either.
The days of the bustle.
You win. That's really far back.
That's my little butterball boy who said that. yes, Victor, that song reminds me of the days when you and I were both caught in Corabelle.
Not much.
I'll never forget how I used to walk up to a house dressed in my pearl gray derby, my checkered vest, and my elk's toot, with the elk still attached, and rang the doorbell. Hello, Corabelle.
Why, good evening, Jameson.
I hope I'm not too bold, Corabelle, but I bought you a new record for your phonograph.
Oh, how exciting, Jameson. I'll crank up the phonograph and play it right away.
Mahami, Mahami, my walk of me a mile if not one in your smile, my Mahami.
My favorite singer, Lillian Russell.
Heavens to Betsy, somebody's at the door, Jameson.
Oh, Corabelle, I'm Kid Lemon. Give me a squeeze.
Wait a minute.
Ah, Victor, you're a day dog, and this is your night to howl.
Now, another outburst like that, and I'll set fire to a celluloid collar. But, Mr. Moore, what are you doing here? Pray tell, another expressions of the period? Corabelle is my girl.
Oh, yeah, Miss Corabelle is my girl. And if you don't leave her alone, why, I'll bust you in the... I'll smash you, I'll hit you.
One of two things happen. Either they kill me, or I'm blacklisted in the business forever.
Oh, Victor, you're so manly.
Look, Corabelle, don't let his words turn your head. I can offer you beauty. Look at my face. No, over here, you're looking at the moose head.
Well, Jameson, you do have nice dimples.
I got those from my mother.
And I like your eyes, too.
I got those from my father.
And where did you get that cute nose?
This I sent away to Sayers Roebuck. The picture took up 12 pages in the catalog.
Oh, look, here comes Corabelle's little sister, Candy. Oh, double sassafras.
Watch your language, Mr. Moore. There's a lady present. Well, hello, little Candy.
Hello, Buzzy Beak.
Now, look, little girl, why don't you go away? 25 skidoo.
25 skidoo? You mean 23 skidoo.
I know, but at my age, it takes you longer to skidoo.
What's the matter, little girl? You look like you've been crying.
My papa spanked me this morning. He spanked me and spanked me and spanked me.
Where did he spank you?
Well, I won't say.
But I got no feeling mighty low.
That kid's tonsils must ride a bicycle built for two.
Corabelle, who are these young whippersnappers?
Oh, it's James Durante and Victor Moore, Papa.
Look, sir, we came here to ask for your daughter's hand. Now tell us, which one of us can join her in cannibal bliss?
Cannibal bliss? You mean connubial bliss.
Forgive me, folks. My old trouble's coming back. I can't read.
Well, I don't want Corabelle marrying up with no weakling. It takes a man to do the chores around here. Hey, you there, son. Now let me feel your muscle.
Okay, just put your hand in my arm.
Wait a minute. I don't feel no muscle.
Just keep your hand there. It'll be along in a minute.
What a nom. It looks like a noodle that was taken away from its mother too soon.
Well, there's only one way to settle this here thing. Down at the county fair, they're offering $1,000 to any man who wrestles with a bear. Whoever comes back with $1,000 wins Corabelle.
I'll not only bring back the $1,000, I'll bring back the bear. Stuffed. Come along, Victor.
Uh-oh, I think I know who he's planning to stuff it with. Well, you know, I'm not afraid of that bear, and I know I'm not afraid of that bear, but that bear wasn't here for rehearsals.
Hurry, 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 right this way to see the bubble dancers. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Say, before we go wrestle with that bear, couldn't we stop here a minute? It's the greatest show at the fair, 30 bubble dancers.
What's so great about 30 bubble dancers?
Only 29 bubbles.
You're very observant, Mr. Moore. Well, here's the wrestling bear's cage. Go right in there and wrestle him, Victor. You're not afraid of him.
Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy, you got me. Help. I'm being crushed by a waltzing bear.
If you think I'm going to cut in, you're crazy. Watch out, Victor. The bear's squeezing the life out of you.
I know, Jimmy, but there's something funny here. The harder this bear squeezes me, the better I like it. Tell me, what kind of a bear are you, anyway?
My name is Hot Breath Houlihan.
Everybody wants to get into the act. Come on, Victor. We'll get Corabelle and paint the town. We'll be a countman, a courting Corabelle.
Corabelle, what do you do? Both of us are after you.
Four-leaf clover stuck in my lapel.
Both of us are wearing clovers. We're a couple of Casanovas.
Horseshoes in my pocket. And a rabbit's foot as well.
Yeah.
We're a coming, a cotton Corabelle.
Gotta keep up our courage, Corabelle.
Can't you see that we're afraid that we'll never make the grade?
Speak up to your pappy for a spell.
We will make you oh so happy if we get the word from pappy.
Mention your intention of a honeymoon hotel.
Yeah.
We're coming a-courting, Corabelle.
I'm a lucky girl, but trying to choose between you both is torture.
Because if she marries either one, she'll have a
hard time trying to support you.
We're a craving, caressing, Corabelle.
Like to hold you both for ransom. How'd you ever get so handsome?
We're counting on some kissing in the dell.
Dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-doo, sugar sweet and so
let it thunder, let it lightning, let the rain come down, fell mail.
Yeah, we're a-coming, a-courting, Corabelle.
Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores. Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products. You can always depend on any drug product bearing the name Rexall, available in Rexall drugstores everywhere.
To say, Howard, and I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs, and I pull them all. Umbriago, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How about you? Be with you when we're far away, when we're far, far away from you. Who's gonna buy you all those pretty things? Who's gonna take you to Woolworths for those wings and rings? Who will be with you when we're far away, when we're far, far away from... Let me hear that, Dan, hit it! Who will be with you when we're far away, when we're far... Let me hear that high note, my...
Hey!
What a note! What a note!
Ah, that's a scintillating note.
I didn't think you'd get through that line. A scintillating note is right, Victor. Well, Victor, it's nice banning a few quibs and quotes with you this evening. I'm going back to Palm Springs for a couple of days. Will you join me?
I'd love to, Jimmy. I hear it's a great place for taking weight off your hips, if that's where you keep your wallet.
You love it, Victor. Believe me. One night last week, they threw a big barbecue party in my honor, and as the fires dwindled into glowing embers, everybody chose partners and danced in the sinuous rhythms. I don't know what that means in there, but they make me say it.
Sinuous.
And danced to the... Don't correct me in public, please, Mr. Moore. To the sinuous rhythms of a Mexican guitar.
Dancing in the dark among the sagebrush. How romantic.
Romantic? Nothing. I danced for 3 hours before I found out my partner was a horse. I should have suspected when she ate the carnation out of my lapel. Good night, Victor.
Good night, Jimmy.
Good night, everybody. And good night, Mrs. Caliban.
For tonight, folks. Next week, Victor Moore will be back with us again, and also Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, Dave Barry, who played Mr. Ripple, yours truly, Howard Petrie,
and Jimmy Durante, who says, congratulations, Kate Kaiser, on your 10th anniversary with NBC. You're a great guy, believe me. Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
This program is produced and directed by Phil Cohan. Good health to all from Rexall.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.